Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Live from the Hermitage Golf Course for our Celebrity Golf Tournament, the second annual, benefiting Souls for Souls and presented by Gary Force Acura. Chase McCabe live with you. And oh, man, some news coming out, but Big Joe on the go.
Hey, Chase.
Jumping on with us.
How are you, man?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Look at this. There's Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Pete Weber.
I know. It's a who's who, and then you're here.
I know.
Brett Kern was here. Hardy.
It's,
super nice guy.
He is. I had no idea who he was. But yeah, now I know. I'd love to be named after a fast food restaurant. I'd probably go Firehouse Subs.
Yeah, that could be you for sure.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to play?
I'm going to hang out with you for a little bit.
Okay.
My team is running a little bit behind.
Okay.
So when they get here, we'll go out and we'll play.
Well, cool. Well, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, it's I love this golf course.
Yeah, the sheep running around.
Can I tell you a quick story from years ago?
Yeah, go ahead.
So this is a great story. I love this. So out here, like hole 4 or 5 on the old course was about 340 yards away, right? So it was the day Jim Brown played in the tournament back in 2005.
Oh, wow.
So I'm out here, and I said, you know what? I said, the guys in my group bet me. Says, I bet you can't drive the green. It's like 330. I'm like, yeah, you're probably right, but we'll try anyway, right? So I launch one. I pipe one, right?
You just go after it.
It hits the guy on the green in the calf, right? But it's the best part is who this guy was.
Oh, no.
So we all laugh. He gets in the cart and starts coming back. I'm like, oh, man, he's going to fight me. He's going to sue me. So he gets closer and closer, Chase. You're like this. As he gets closer to me, I'm thinking, is that Charlie Chase? He was so mad, wanted to fight me. I mean, it was, and I'm like, holy cow, it's Charlie Chase. So I was so excited to see Charlie Chase. He's like, this ball hit me in the calf, and you should be more observant. I'm like, oh my God, it's Charlie Chase. So that's my my golf story, my ultimate golf story, hitting Charlie Chase.
Oh man,
in the calf and almost getting beat up by him. I would just laughed. It's Charlie Chase.
So just a few minutes ago, speaking of stories, because that's what we're doing. We're having fun out here. You can go to thegamenashville.com/golf to donate and also bid on our auction items. We will get into DeAndre Hopkins. There's a little news with him concerning the Titans. He's going to visit the Titans on Sunday. That is being reported by Tom Pelissero. So free agent DeAndre Hopkins could – who knows?
You're in CMA fast.
Yeah, I know. That's a good time to come here. But so – You had just walked in. We're standing around. Everybody's meeting Hardy, and there's some other musicians that are here. Justin from the band Blue October is here, and they're just catching up and talking about singing the anthem, because somebody joked like, hey, who's going to sing the anthem,
right?
For a golf tournament, and they both are like, man, I am scared to death of singing the anthem and like stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I immediately remembered when Vince Gill came on with us, you remember the story?
Yep.
Where it's the 95 World Series. He's singing the anthem in one of the games in Atlanta.
Yep.
And he's telling the story about
his
IFB went out.
Yes.
And he's watching this guy on the front row that's mouthing the words, and that's helping him go along. And then the guy takes a bite of his hot dog.
Vince was a big hefty guy.
Yeah.
Was singing word for word. And then he takes a bite of his hot dog, and Vince is like, oh, man.
What do I do?
Oh, man.
So yeah, definitely.
I couldn't do that.
Fun.
Could you? No,
no. I mean, like, it's funny. All the stuff that, and you saw me at the very beginning of my career. So the first time I cracked a microphone, I was, shaking. Like, I was scared to death.
Yeah, that's right.
And now it's nothing. Like, now it's like I do it every day. But, like, you put me in front of somebody and I got to sing, our national anthem,
no way. I have no cards. I mean, I'd have to have no cards, because there's no way you could do that and not mess up. Because, Jewel did the Indy 500, and she's getting all this backlash because she went off on some tangent that did that. The only time that it was acceptable that somebody went off on their own on this Aretha Franklin did it before a Thanksgiving Day game. Yeah. It was beautiful. She went like 18 minutes and nobody cared, So to do all that. So, yeah, but there's, yeah.
And Whitney, I think, probably has the best one.
But then she gets a lot of backlash because that was taped. That was not live.
Oh, yeah.
That was taped.
But it was still really good. Like, it was awesome. But, yeah, I mean, like, Chris Stapleton did it this year for the Super Bowl. And it was fantastic. We play that one when we play the anthem. I mean, it's probably the hardest song in the world to do because of the pressure that comes with it. And a lot of times you're doing it a cappella, and most of these artists never sing a cappella.
Right. Not a fan of the guitar when they do it with the guitar.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
I mean, it's talented. I couldn't do it. I couldn't get through one chord of it. But I just like when somebody sings like a Vince or a Whitney or Aretha or whomever sings it like that. It's a lot better that way.
Like, we run a version of Vince and his daughters from the Predators a few years ago when they sang it together. You know, it's fantastic, the harmonies.
I was at an event Sunday night, with Derrick Henry, Volunteers of America event. I got to interview Derrick Henry on the stage. And then Vince came up after me. And for about 45 minutes, just told stories and sang songs. And it's just
awesome.
It's sickening to be that talented.
To
be that amazingly talented. And he just, we talked afterwards. And he's like, I come down here because the organizer of this event did something for me years ago for free. And I'm returning the favor. I'm like, heart of gold.
Yeah, like that's
young
him.
Chase McCabe.
That's him. And he had the song Pocket Full of Gold.
He did.
So there you go. It all comes together. But, thank you for being here, you know, for this. This is one of those things. I mean, you know Bud Walters very well, that he loves giving back. And the fact that we were able to do – our owner able to do that, have all of our stations out here. The Buzz is over here. And it's cool being right in the middle of the golf course, you know, doing the show. And so we can watch people, you know, as they tee off and you hear the birds chirping and everything. It's like Augusta.
It is just like Augusta, my friends. Saw Haley from the Buds here. Yeah. So, yeah, that was all good. But, yeah. You know, Bud's hyper local, and both you and I are hyper local. So anytime you can give back to the community, and Souls for Souls is such an amazing organization. And hearing the ladies speak before they teed off about the kids that go to school and don't have shoes, that rips you apart, man.
Yeah, it does. And so the fact that we can help Souls for Souls and some of the auction items that we have available, a 3-night stay in a terrace suite at the Cosmo in Las Vegas. 2 tickets to the PGA Championship in Valhalla, which is cool, but, you know, a little different right now with everything going on. Third man in the booth with the Predators, a Tim Raines Expos jersey. Isn't that cool?
Heck yeah, it is.
Got tickets, Callaway Club set and golf bag, tickets to see Brian Adams and Joan Jett.
That's all right.
At Bridgestone Arena.
She might own a jet. I mean,
she probably owns many jets.
Yeah. That's the 17th, right, Bridgestone?
Yeah. I saw her last summer when she opened for Motley Crue and Def Leppard. Poison was supposed to play, and Brett Michaels ended up in the hospital. But
I saw them years ago, Poison, and the bass player was in the hospital or something, and he couldn't play. And they ended up playing that show, but without the bass player. I remember last year.
Yeah, I mean, like, you could, like, unfortunately, like, if, you know, if a member of the band is unable to go, you can find a replacement, especially in Nashville.
Yeah.
You can't replace Brett Michaels.
No, you can't.
So, like, you kind of had to.
That's why always be the lead singer.
Yeah.
Because you can always take that with you wherever you go.
Well, because, I mean, like, there's so many bands. Like, I'll use a prime example. Somebody, one time, I had free tickets. Like, hey, let's go. It's Journey.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's not Steve Perry. Like.
He sounds good. Is it Arnell? I
think his name.
He sounds good, but you're like, it's not. But you're the whole time you're like, it's not Steve Perry. Steve Perry.
Right.
But he sounds, you know, they're in separate ways. You've kind of looked around. He kind of sounds eerily similar to Steve Perry, but it's not Steve Perry.
It's like Queen, you know, you can't replace it. Like, it's good for them for still playing and, you know, Brian May and everybody that's in that band, but, you know, it's not Queen.
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, you know, Duran Duran's here next week, and Simon LeBon's still around, and Joe Elliott's still with Def Leppard. So there's still some that are leading the charge.
We talked to some sticks last week. You know, Tommy Shaw's still with them and everything.
That's a good interview you had. That was excellent.
Yeah. James Young was on with us. It was cool. So that was fun. I had a lot of fun with that. We're going to continue to have fun. You going to hang out for a little bit?
Yeah. I got nowhere to go, man.
Okay. Big Joe on the go.
My team doesn't hold me around. We're good. It's like being at home.
Big Joe on the go. Chase McCabe with you here live from Hermitage Golf Course, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Hermitage Golf Course, we're live today. The second annual Music City Celebrity Golf Tournament. Oh, Magnum PI, cannot go wrong there. Chase McCabe, Big Joe Dubin, hanging out with you this afternoon. Caroline Fenton, Michelle Knezovic will have your ride home, 2 to 6 today, live from Hermitage, so looking forward to that.
Let me tell you, I probably told you a story 100 times, but you know the helicopter in that Magnum PI,
yeah,
that opening scene crashed. The pilot was killed.
Oh, wow. No.
So in the trailing helicopter, so they were going to scratch the footage, and the family's like, no, honor, we want him to be honored forever with all this, and then...
Oh, wow.
Yep.
So the scene with the helicopter, like, it crashes.
That, yeah, not like...
Not, yeah, but I mean, like...
Either later on that day or the next day or something like that, but that scene... That,
oh,
that
wow.
Crash, yes. Yeah,
so. I didn't know that. That's a new one.
I did not know that.
But yeah, wow. What a great show, no doubt. I watch the reruns all the time.
Just don't watch the reboot.
It's awful. It's a different show. It's not the same.
Yeah, like, I don't get. I think that Hollywood's run out of ideas, right?
Yeah,
we know this.
Totally have run out of ideas.
So to reboot a classic show, it's like if they ever redo Miami Vice, the movie was awful.
Yeah.
If they ever do the TV show, I will riot.
I think they might be. I think I did see that they might be.
But doing. If they do it with. Have like Don Johnson come back as like the captain, and his son is like, you know, detective or so. If there's a tie-in to the original, I'm good with that.
Like you remember when they redid The Longest Yard with Adam Sandler?
Yeah,
it was like so. I like that movie. Yeah, I like the original one the best. I like the original one better. But Burt Reynolds was in it, and even though he was a different character, the fact that he was in it, I was okay with it.
Yeah. My avatar on Twitter is Mean Machine, Burt Reynolds.
Yeah. Yeah. From the original one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such a great – Longest Yard, the original, is such a great movie.
I love that movie.
If you've not seen it, you need to watch it.
Yeah. If you go and watch, like, old, you know, football movies, that's one that you definitely have to watch for sure. Speaking of football.
Do it, man.
The Titans looks like they're bringing in DeAndre Hopkins for a visit on Sunday.
Why?
I didn't even think they would – sniff it. I don't know if he's doing this as a favorite of Vrabel and Tim Kelly because he knows them.
Right.
Played with them in Houston. Or if this actually has legs. Tom Pelissero reporting.
When's the last time a player – there's one player that comes to mind that got released from a team because they couldn't stand him, didn't want him, and he became a Hall of Famer, right? But that was Chris Carter.
Yeah.
Buddy Ryan cut him from the Eagles because he had a drinking problem.
Yep.
Vikings pick him up. Chris Carter says, Buddy Ryan cutting me was the greatest thing that ever happened to me in my life because I was able to get my career. I got focused. I got back in there again, became a great player. But when are these teams going to – it doesn't happen that much.
It does. Yeah, it usually doesn't work. That's a really great question.
I mean, look at this team here with Vic Beasley and Jadeveon Clowney and Julio. I mean, just all these other
teams. Well, look, if you stack up the all-name team for the Titans, I mean, that's
– Pickens?
Yeah. Carl Pickens, Randy Moss. who is the guy – I'm blanking on his name. The receiver for a long time for Houston.
Andre Johnson.
Andre Johnson, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, you have him on there. Who was – you said Pickens already. Who was the linebacker? Was it Randall Godfrey?
Randall Godfrey. Yeah.
Now, he was pretty good with the Titans.
He got mad at Fisher because he got cut in the salary cap in 03 or 04, and he was mad.
But he was with the Cowboys for a long time.
He was.
Yeah, and ended up, I think, going back. To finish his
career. I don't remember where, but he got a salary cap after he was told he wasn't going to get cut. And I remember that day he got really – I'd get upset too. Like,
sure.
Hey, we're not going to cut you. By the way, we cut you.
Yeah.
And I'd be mad too as well.
But the all-name team is, you know, for the Titans is – I mean, they've certainly had it. Adrian Peterson. They had Adrian Peterson for like three games.
That's right.
You know, a few years ago.
They're, you know – You go back to free agents that came here, you know, like, I don't remember Jake Scott, you know, in the 2000s that came from the Colts, David Givens, Kevin Mawai. I mean, there's some free agents here, but a guy that was like Arizona said, just leave.
Yeah.
we can't trade you.
Nobody wants to trade for you.
Just get out of here.
We'll pay the dead cap.
I don't know if that even works. I'm not sure that even works for 99% of the teams.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what the best example of that. I mean, Chris Carter is a good one. Like Mike Vick had there's a lot more with that. Mike Vick had a good second career. It wasn't like what he could have been. I mean, that guy owned Atlanta and, like, could have
–
probably would have won a Super Bowl with them. He was in his prime.
He's good.
Would have been a Hall of Famer. But when he got out of prison, he came back and was – you know, got his second chance with Philly and was pretty good.
Andy,
I mean, it got him another contract.
I remember it was Tony Dungy had called Andy Reid because he had mentored Vic and said, hey, give him a chance. He gave him a chance, and he came out. And he was great in Philadelphia. But look, I just don't think – I mean, is he going to get you to the Super Bowl? I mean,
That's the thing. Do they need receiver help? Absolutely. Would he be an upgrade to what they have? 100%. Are they a DeAndre Hopkins away from winning the Super Bowl? No, they're not.
No, they're not at all.
You know, so, I mean, even with this team as currently constructed, because of the division that they're in, the schedule that they're playing, I think we sit here and go, okay, they got a chance that they could make the playoffs, you know, next year.
Right.
Now, Hopkins certainly would help those chances, but, you know, what does he want? Does he want money? Does he want to go win a Super Bowl? Because if he wants the Super Bowl, then he could go sign with the Chiefs right now. Like, if that's all he cares about. But to me, I think this guy wants to get paid. Titans don't have the cap room to pay him.
No, I want a guy who wants to go win the Super Bowl. I'd want to go to the Chiefs and win the Super Bowl.
Right.
Go to Buffalo or wherever. That you know a team that's going to be in the top four or five that's going to win the Super Bowl, but coming here. But I think the Titans, they will never admit this, they need a splash. They need a splash.
They do. I mean, I'd give you that. And I think with some of the things that Rand Carthon's done in a short amount of time, you know, he's having to play cleanup a little bit with Byard and this whole thing, that would certainly be the splash that you're looking for. But he needs to be a productive player. Like, you know, what does he have left in the tank? Now, you know, Derek Mason, who played 15 years in the league, loves him, thinks he's, you know, maybe he's not what he was 2 or 3 years ago, but he's still.
They always love receivers.
I know. They all love each other. But,
I
mean, look, you look at some of the balls he's caught, like, how did he do that? You know, it's like when we first saw Odell Beckham and, like, him one-handing stuff.
But what happened?
He fell off.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, he's back. He's back in the league. He's signing with the Ravens.
A lot of money with the Ravens, yeah.
Yeah. So, and I think that's what Hopkins is looking for. I think he's looking for a contract similar to what OBJ got. $18 million for Odell Beckham. I'm like, really?
No, there's just no. What did Clowney made, what, $9 million?
Yeah.
Vic Beasley made $9 million?
Yeah, Beasley, that was a bad sign.
I mean, with Vic Beasley, I saw more effort on senior day at Kroger than I saw from Vic Beasley. It's terrible. He was awful.
Is he in the XFL now, or what is he doing?
Did the Raiders sign him, or he had a stint with them last year, maybe 2 years ago or something? He got paid, and he was good
to go. But no, but I actually think he was. He's with the Vegas Vipers of the XFL. Vic Beasley is in the XFL.
Why? He can't be making that much.
No.
And he got paid for a couple of years that he was here. I just don't.
That's amazing. And I liked that signing when they made it. Yeah, I was like, oh, hey, this has potential. He could jump back. And he was awful. Didn't even make it a full season.
Did Pelissero say who else Hopkins has been in talks with?
Yeah, hang on. Let me pull it up. So the initial tweet – free agent wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins is slated to fly to Nashville on Sunday for a visit with the Titans per source. D-Hop and Mike Vrabel were together in Houston. Now Vrabel's team gets the first visit with Hopkins. He then says the Titans aren't the only team in talks with DeAndre Hopkins, but the first visit shows there is mutual interest with Tennessee. And so he's reporting that from the NFL Network. So that, I mean, here's my thing. If you want a guy bad enough – when he comes to the facility, you don't let him leave without a contract.
Yeah.
So if they're serious about this and he's serious about them, then he's going to sign on Sunday. That's how I view it.
I think so.
You don't let him go anywhere else.
I'd love to see Vrabel like, hey, we're going to put you in this room. We'll be right back in about 10 minutes, like a doctor's office visit, and just lock the door and just pipe in.
A contract.
Well, not that. Just pipe in, like, Mike Keith, great moments in Titans history. And we'll be back in 10 minutes to keep him there for, like, an hour. He can't leave.
Oh, that would be great.
Then Vrabel comes in and says, hey, are you ready? And then you got him. It's kind of a little brainwashing technique.
Yeah, no, right? I like that. Is that like a Clockwork Orange?
So yeah, one of those movies. Yeah, exactly. And but, just to let him go.
Yeah, I mean, look, if they did it and it doesn't, it depends on the price. Like if they're paying him OBJ money, no thank you.
What's a good price? $10 million? I heard Stillman the other day said like $12 million.
Yeah, I mean it.
$12 million. I just don't.
I'd feel nervous about it. I'd feel nervous because is he going? What's the attitude going to be like? And it's really hard. It's really hard to gauge that on one visit.
Right. The guy looks like Tom Cruise in that car.
Is Tom Cruise in our golf tournament?
That guy's like Santa Claus.
But wait, I saw a name on a cart that was Andy Levitre. I'm like, is that the former Titans guard?
Got to be.
I don't remember signing him up.
It's got to be, right? There's no other. You know what I would do at some of these tournaments? I'd go because you go out and it's like you play the celebrity and it's like, hey, you know. And so they'd see me and they get massively disappointed. It's like, you know, I'm following somebody good. Here I come showing up. So what I would do, I'd get here early and I would get my card on the cart.
Yeah.
And I would always sign Sam Snead Jr. So I cannot tell you how many golf tournaments I've played in where they thought they were playing with Sam Snead Jr.
Oh, man.
You know, Sam Snead Jr. is probably 90. You know, and I come
right
walking up. They're like, hey, Sam. I'm like, good to meet you guys. They have no idea what's going on there. It makes them happier for a little bit until they found out how awful of a golfer I am.
Oh, that is fantastic. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin here with you, 615-737-1025. We're live at Hermitage Golf Course today, our second annual Music City Celebrity Golf Tournament presented by Gary Force Acura and benefiting Souls for Souls. You can go to thegamenashville.com/golf to donate or to bid on our auction items. You can also text 615-737-1025, donate to donate or auction to bid in the auction. We'll have more coming here as Chase and Big Joe hang out. 1025, 1063, the game.
Yeah!
There you go. Good shot.
It's about time.
Hey, it is about time. I mean, I just couldn't get the ball in the hole. I wanted to, but I just couldn't do it.
Oh, yes. Happy Gilmore. A classic for sure. Chase McKay, Big Joe, out here at Hermitage Golf Course, our second annual Music City Celebrity Golf Tournament, benefiting Souls for Souls, presented by Gary Force Acura. Having fun with that and the golf theme.
A movie that stands the test of time.
It really does. It really does. It's so good. Like, anytime it's on, I have to watch it. And what's funny is, like, obviously we're playing the clean clips. That's also one of those movies – I have a handful of these that even though it's on TV,
right,
like I'll watch it, but then I probably will go watch the actual, like the uncut version because it's just funny. It's just the jokes are funny. Like Tommy Boy's one, like I have to watch Tommy Boy unedited, Major League, because some of the lines that have a cuss word in it are so funny. That it's just like you want the full effect.
What's a movie you think that gets bad, a comedy that gets a bad rap because they don't think it's funny, but it's really funny? And I take Major League 2 with Randy Quaid losing his mind in the bleachers makes that movie.
Yeah.
It is a fun – not as good as Major League, but it's still a fun movie to watch.
No, that's a good example because that's a sequel that gets kind of crapped on.
Yeah.
And it's like, did they need to do it? No. But they did it, and it's funny. It's got some good liners in it.
Yeah.
So I put that in one. Okay, movie that critically, like, doesn't do well but is funny.
Another one. Funny Farm by Chevy Chase was universally panned.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Then it comes on cable, and then it just takes off, becomes a cult classic. You know, and Tommy Boy was funny, but when it hit cable, it took off. I mean, it took off.
Okay, this may not be in the category that you're saying, but I think it gets overshadowed because it's the same too. Black Sheep is one of my favorites.
Yep,
But it's kind of it's Tommy Boy. Like it's kind of the same premise. It's the same guy, you know, Chris Farley and David Spade. But like I've always loved Black Sheep.
It's hilarious. But again, you inevitably compare it.
It's Tommy, right? Yeah. You're like, oh, this is the same thing.
You know, we did those What If segments when I was with you a few months ago, and we did them sports related What If. But you know, what if Farley would have lived? I mean, what would have happened? You know, what because there were like he was going to be Shrek.
Yeah.
You know, and he passed away, so he wasn't Shrek. So you go on what his career would have been. Would he have found something like a King of Queens character or going on? Nobody knows.
So there's – I got two other actors that I put in that category. And I read this, and I think I told you and Ricky in our group chat about this. Phil Hartman, when he died, was writing a live-action movie on Troy McClure, the character
That's
that he
right.
played on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And he was going to play Troy McClure and do an actual movie, which I think would have been fantastic. Matt Groening was going to be produce it and be a part of it. It was going to be like a spinoff of The Simpsons. And, I mean, The Simpsons franchise is huge as is.
Yep.
But you think about if they'd gotten into that realm, like what that could have been like. But
25 years he's been
gone. Yeah. Phil Hartman, he did Lionel Hutz, Troy McClure on The Simpsons. Not many people know this, but he actually was the original voice of Duffman in the first appearance of Duffman, which is one of my all-time favorite episodes, The City of New York versus Homer Simpson. Fantastic.
It is. when they boot his car, man.
Boot his car of the trade centers. It's right in the middle of the two towers. He boots his car. He's having to wait on it, and he gets hungry and he eats like the Gulkalush or whatever.
Yeah.
drinks crab juice and then has to pee. Go up to the top of the tower
because it came out like 95 or 96 right in there. Yeah, that's one that's still around. That's hilarious too as well. But yeah, those are ones that you think about. You know what would have happened had they stuck around.
Jim Belushi, another one.
John
Belushi. Yeah, Jim Belushi did stick around.
If you look at John Belushi's what he was doing, there was it probably is the same way.
They're
lucky they made it to where they are.
They weren't going to make it for sure. But, see, we always get off on these what if segments.
I think what ifs are great, especially when we applied it to sports. I think one day our greatest what if was what if the Titans had won the Super Bowl that year? What would have, how the narrative would have changed and everything going on.
The Vince Young one is good, too.
Vince Young.
Vince Young had panned out.
Yeah. Then you're not drafting Jake Locker or Mariota.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
You know this guy?
Handsome.
He's handsome.
Handsome man.
Ooh, Sean Fort.
Thank you.
Sean is our incoming general manager. He's the Barry Trotz of 102.5 The Game. He's here with us, been here for a couple of years, 2.5 years now as our sales manager. But, I mean, this is kind of your brainchild, this golf tournament. So
it is.
You know, you've put a lot of work into this, raising money for Souls for Souls. Thanks to Gary Force Acura for jumping on board. Big Joe is waiting on his team. I guess his team's
They're
late.
Around somewhere.
Yeah, I was going to ask. My first question was, aren't you supposed to be golfing right now?
Yeah, they didn't quite make it today. So
your team didn't make it?
Team didn't make it. Either they got word that I was going to be here or –
You guys want some pizza?
I'm good. I'm good at the moment.
Drop some down.
Yeah. Joe will eat it.
Joe will taste it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He won't say no.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll eat it. Just leave. Yeah.
We've got to plug these guys. Thank you.
For sure. But, yeah.
That looks good.
So we're just having fun telling stories and talking golf.
I heard you talking about Chris Farley when I walked by.
Yeah.
That's what made me come to the tent.
Yeah, so it was basically the what-if game of, like, what if he had lived? And like what it would have been, because we started on the track of like movies that you have to stop and watch, and Tommy Boy, of course,
100%
is one of them.
So a little story about Tommy Boy. I share quotes and clips from that movie all the time in sales meetings because it's one of the best sales movies of all time. For those that don't,
yeah,
know.
It is,
I
isn't
mean,
it?
Think about this guy. He has to go out on the road and save his company, and you learn a lot from Tommy Boy. For those out there that are in sales and want to be inspired, watch Tommy Boy.
And send your resume to together at CromwellMedia.com.
That is true. I am looking for some people that want to come in and sell some sports advertising. So hit us up at together at CromwellMedia.com.
You make a great point because what kind of legitimized that movie was when his dad died.
Yeah.
And he's walking, they're playing the bagpipes.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.